God bless you, brother and sister, this evening. And I was looking at songs. I thought, I don't know how many songs I should put. Probably we will sing all of them today. But it's amazing with these songs, they never get loss of that shine. You can sing them. Maybe you're passing through certain situation and you can relate to certain song. Amen. Amen. That's amazing about these, our Christian songs. Amen. Let's sing maybe that song. It's Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. I think it's good to do that this evening. Every company in the world, they are doing counting. They are putting what they lost, what they got. But we should be in thanksgiving in our heart, putting on lips. Amen. Praising our God. Amen. When a kiddie, when upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you all the Lord has done. Count your blessings.
Your blessing, see what God is done. Come, your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God is done. Count your blessings, see them one by one. Come, your blessings, see what God is done. Come, blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. The windows of heaven are open, the blessings are
concentrate on him, brother. Amen. Don't look left, don't look right.
Amen.
Amen. And we will ask Brother Andrew. I think it's good for pastor to open and finish service today. Amen.
Amen.
It's special service. Amen. KG.
We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. Gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Christ the Lord. Let us lift up holy hands, by his name to worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify his name to worship him. Let us lift up holy hands, lift up holy hands while we worship. Amen. Thus the hands magnify His name. Shebe.
Good to finish the year in His house. Yes. I can tell you the truth, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Amen. If you had to ask me today, where would you like to be to finish the year? Amen. In my heart, I'd like to be with you. Amen. But even more important, I want to be with Him. Amen. To be in His house. David said, a day in His courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. Yes. Yeah, and if somebody is here today, and some people always say, but it takes too long and stuff. Mm. The prophet told us the secret. Just get in the spirit. When you go to the football game, friends, and you're in the spirit, you are so sad when the game comes to an end. And that's what it's like when you get in the spirit. And you say, but how do we get in the spirit? Amen. When we're singing the songs, concentrate on Him. Amen. The Bible says, draw nigh unto me, unto Him, and He will draw nigh unto you. Amen. No, concentrate on Him. Forget about yourself, say, Amen. Jesus, I want to give this time to you. I want my worship to be pleasing to you. Now, I don't want to be thinking of something else while we worship, but Lord, I want to meditate on what's being said because these songs glorify Him. And if your heart is lifted up to Him, it comes up to Him as a sweet savor. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And then you start feeling at home, as Brother Lubanzo was preaching the other day, about the feeling and the sweetness. And that's really what we do desire. So our program for this evening, we're doing it same as last year. We'll worship up to 9 o'clock, then Brother Eli will come and give us the word to 9:30. Then we'll worship again and testimonies up to 10. Then Brother Wilmore will come at 10. We'll do the same again, 10:30 to 11, worship and testimonies. Brother Max will come at 11. Then we'll finish 11:30, Brother Max, and we'll get on to prayer and worship up to midnight. Then I'll take the midnight shift, and then we'll have worship and prayer at the end. You know, so we're really trying to keep it like that. It keeps things going. If you do have a testimony, if I could just ask, please, pray about your testimony. Amen. There's virtue in testimonies if you can just stay within the virtue of the testimony. Amen. I know it's very easy when you get in front of people, you get nervous. And when people get nervous, they speak a lot of things. And sometimes we get off track in the testimony. The Lord did something for you. Come and impart that virtue to us. Tell Him what He did for you. We don't need too much of the background. You don't need too much of your commentary about the issue. What we really long to hear is what the Lord did for you. Because what He did for others, He'll also do for us. You know, so that really blesses us. So I really just wanted to encourage the saints on that. Pray before you come for your testimony. Say, Lord, now what is the real virtue? What did you really teach me in this issue? What do you want me to impart to your children? And then come and we'll be blessed by your testimony. Got a couple of requests here. Please remember Sister Susan in prayer. She's traveling on Saturday to Zimbabwe, so I'm sure she'll have a fine time. And then Brother Gidris, his mother is sick with her heart problems. We know her quite well. She's a believer, and she's asking for prayer. And Brother David as well, with his back unwell, not able to come. So let's put these things before the Lord. Father, thank you for allowing us to be here once again. Lord, you've given us another year. Lord, as the song has been saying, to count our blessings one by one. How wonderful to have an opportunity to come, Lord, upon this night and to count our blessings. Father, all the times that you've healed us this year, all the times you've quickened us, all the times you delivered us. Father, all the times that you provided for our needs, all the times that you blessed us, all the times that you revealed things in your word unto us. The times that you blessed us through the visiting ministers, the times that you blessed us through the ministry here, the times that you blessed us, Lord, in the testimonies of the saints. And Jesus, we think of the times you blessed us in the song worship, the times we came and our hands were hanging down and Father, when we left this place, we felt like traveling on. We felt victorious once again. Father, we thank you for all of these things, Lord. Father, we just want to take this time now to remember and to count our blessings. So, Lord, we want to put this evening into your hands. May you guide and lead. Lord Jesus, may you be glorified. May you draw near to us. May you quicken every song that is sung. May you quicken every testimony that's given. Every item, Father, we do pray that you'd bless it. Every special that would be sung upon this night. We pray that you'll quicken, Lord, the ministry of the word. Speak unto us, Lord. Father, prepare us for the year that lays before. Minister an entrance to us, Lord, that you may go with rejoicing into this new year. That you may go, Lord, quickened and energized, Lord, by your grace and by your goodness. And Lord, our sister who's looking to go to Zimbabwe, we pray you'll give her Godspeed. That from the time, Lord, that she takes her suitcase to the time she arrives there, that, Lord, you would go before her. And Father, you'd bless her there and bless by the shelter there. Father, and bring her safely back, Lord, we'd pray. Father, our brother Gidris asking about his mother, Lord. Jesus, you've taken her through another year with her heart problems, Lord. We're looking unto you. Father, draw near unto her. Let there be a change inside of her, Lord. May you strengthen her, Lord, we'd pray. Father, may you do something wonderful for her. Even as she looks to you, Father, and has put this request, Lord. Brother David, Lord, Father, we commit him up unto thee, Lord. Father, you know his situation. Jesus, we are but mortals. But, Lord, you are the one that we're looking unto you, Lord. We just want to call you on the scene. Father, the doctors are helping. They're doing this and that. But, Jesus, it needs more than the hands of the doctors, Lord. It needs the great physician. And, Lord, we just want you to be on the scene. Father, may you bless him, we pray. Bless your people upon this night. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. May God bless you, Brother Andrew. Any items? Brother Andrew mentioned just items after. Yeah, okay. Okay, maybe we can sing one song, and Brother Jesse, you have some song, yeah? Okay, so we will ask Brother Jesse. Amen. Brother and sister, if I can say something very shortly, it's like small testimony. My wife, under preaching of Brother Lubanza, sometimes we think that Word of God maybe is just for us, brothers and sisters, but we applied that word even for unbelievers. So my wife, you know, we had some problems with those neighbors there. They accuse us, the children play football, whatever. So she went to talk to them. And honestly, amazing things happened because they thought that we spread it, whatever news about them. But just she went to apologize and just, you know, to try. If we try to be with friends with them, but somehow never worked. But this time it was so amazing. She was so surprised that we didn't do anything wrong. They've been thinking just, you know, they thought that they will put us even to court and stuff like that. So we really thank the Lord that really we can apply word even for unbelievers. Amen. And it can be blessing. Amen. And let's sing maybe that song, Oh My Brother. Amen. Amen. I want to be in time of trouble, he my pillow. Amen. It's all my loving brother.
Oh, the judgment day is coming. They will be Christ forever is my refuge, rock of ages, clap for me, oh my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow, hide me all. Of ages, clap for me, with the sounding of the trumpet, let the sound of the day, pleasure with the treasures shall forever pass away.
Saints.
Oh, wake up, the people knew him, the way. she goes, redeemed of the Lord. Oh, there she goes, there she goes, the joys of the bridegroom. Oh, there she goes, the joys of the kingdom. Are you despised and rejected? God's calling on the bride. He says, yes, I see your path, but the blood has atoned. Just like Rahab, don't you long to leave the walls of Jericho, to leave your path behind, to leave the condemnation? Don't you know, little bride, for your past can never hold you, for like Rahab, you were not called to be bound by the devil's snares. But God, rich in mercy, had called you.
Maybe we can sing that this old world can never hold me. Amen. Like brother was singing, this world, they're just putting, you know, history ahead, many things ahead, economy, whatever. But one day everything will be quiet and you will come and stay. There she goes. There she goes. Amen.
Yeah.
This old world can never
the good atmosphere. Thank you for coming. We praise the Lord for this evening. And I'll really ask you to pray for me because I can still barely standing here. My legs are shaking. I was sick for the last few days. So I hope the Lord will help us. Let's open our Bibles. It's always easier for me to open because if I'm the first, if I miss the target, someone will come to fix after. Amen. But if you have to close, especially when the standard has been set very high, it's not always easy. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening once again. We commit the reading and the preaching of your word into your hands. Be the speaker and be the listener, O Lord. Put your word in our hearts. Let all that we listen to this evening become a flesh in us and create a new person in us, O Lord. We commit the ending of this year into your hand, and the new year as it comes up, let it be a year of blessing. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. We have a small topic tonight that we'd like to share. I will try to keep it within the 30 minutes, which is a big challenge because there's many things to say, but we'll try to stay focused on the subject. So we are going to talk about a new beginning. Amen. We are going to share that thought that the Lord inspired us, and we hope it's going to be a blessing for someone. We know that tonight, all over the world, many people will be making resolutions. Amen. Many people will be saying, from now on, I won't smoke anymore. From now on, I won't spend in such and I won't gamble, I won't do this and that. It's a kind of a new beginning for them. They are drawing a line so that they can begin anew, begin afresh. Amen. But we all know that it always fails. Amen. Amen. We are going just to see why we know why it fails. But we are going just to explain a little bit more for us as believers why we fail in our decisions to make new beginnings and how we can start a real new beginning that will never fail. Amen. Because every time they will start, I won't do this, I won't do that. They may keep it up to the fifth or to the tenth, but after that, they'll fall again. Because there's no point, there's no way someone who is lost, no matter, let's say you were going somewhere, you get lost in your direction, no matter how many times you stop to restart, as long as you are lost, you will get more confused. Yeah. The more you stop to restart, the more confusion you get. Remember the prophet, when he was caught up in that storm, he was caught up in that deadly, deadly loop. Dead walk, yes. Anytime he could say, okay, I'll stop now, let me start a new beginning. He will start a new beginning and come back to the same position. Why? Because you are in a lost position, you are in a fallen position, no matter what effort you are trying to make, it will bring you to the same point. But let me tell you something. People, many times they think a beginning is a point in time. Amen. A beginning is not a point, a certain time set. A beginning is a person. Yes. Amen. Amen. A beginning is a person. The prophet, when he tried to set up his own beginnings many times, he was failing. But when the person of the beginning came, he started a new beginning and he was out of trouble. Amen. Amen. So we have to understand that a beginning, a true new beginning, is a person. Amen. A beginning is not a time set. People, They fail because they believe that they can make a beginning by setting a time on the 31st of December each year. They fail because they can't catch the person of the beginning himself. Who is the beginning? Let's read Revelation 1, 7 and 8. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Amen. Amen. You see who is the beginning. Amen. When you say I set a new beginning, the beginning is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Your beginning can work only if you consider a beginning as that person. Amen. Amen. If you don't consider the beginning as the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen. Your beginning will fail. Amen. Amen. That's why when we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, when it says, in the beginning, God created the earth and the heaven, actually, that beginning is not a time. That beginning is spoken about here is a person. Amen. Amen. In the beginning, otherwise, in Jesus Christ, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. So, in the beginning, there was that person of the beginning himself in whom everything existed. That's why in John they say, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. And everything was made by the Word, by Him the beginning. Him being the beginning, He started now His creation. Since Him, the person of the beginning, was involved in the creation, you will see the Bible says in Genesis 1, after everything, God saw that it was good. Amen. Amen. Everything He created, after achieving it, God saw that it was good. Everything that beginning starts, it ends in perfection. Let's read it. You're going to see. Genesis 1, verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Verse 10. And then God called the dry earth, the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the sea. And God saw that it was good. And so on, if you go verse 17, verse 21, verse 25, everything was good. Good, good. Everything that the beginning was involved in, it was good. Finally, verse 31, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Your beginning will be very good only if you find the true beginning. And that true beginning, when you involve Him in your program, He will start now that process of that new creation in which everything will be good. Are we together? We are pressed by time, so there's many things to say, but I was thinking maybe since Brother Max Jr. is not preaching, I'll take his 30 minutes, but... So, in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word used there in the Hebrew text is this word, Bereshit. Amen. I don't know how to read the rest. It's just that word that. The most important for us. The word used there, Bereshit, in Hebrew, its roots come from the word Rosh. Amen. And Rosh stands for the head. Amen. So otherwise, for the Hebrew, for the author of the Bible, in the beginning, that beginning they are mentioning there is not only the person, but that person was the head. And in the head is the mind. In the head is the thought. Amen. So in the beginning, everything before it existed, it was a thought. That the Hebraic interpretation of Genesis chapter 1, that everything in the beginning started by a thought. Amen. That's why today, in the Jewish tradition, they call the Jewish New Year, they call it Rosh Hashanah. And they say it's the birthday of the world. They say it's when God started to create the world. Amen. And in the creation of the world, there is that sense, that concept of headship. Everything in the creation of the world, everything in the beginning involved God's mind, involved God's thought. And God's thought, it started now to be expressed. And when it started to be expressed, it came to manifestation. Amen. That's the true beginning. A true beginning for you, a believer, a true beginning must start because you have started in your fallen nature to make your own beginnings, but you ended up falling. You ended up failing in what you're trying to achieve. But remember, your beginning will work only if the Rosh himself is involved in your plan. Amen. If the Rosh himself, with his creative mind, comes now to get himself involved in your plan, then what will happen? He will start now the process of Genesis 1 in you. Amen. Amen. The same process that was involved in the creation of the universe. The same process that brought the universe, that perfect universe to existence. The process in which God could say, this is good. Amen. That is good. When you get him to get involved in your beginning, you get the person of the beginning to lead you in the new creation of yourself. He will come and he'll find you in the condition of Genesis 1:1. Amen. Genesis 1:1, how did God find the world? And the earth was without form and void. Amen. He will find you in that condition. And the Spirit of God was moving. And darkness was on the face of the deep. God will find you like that. But it's okay. As long as you have caught that principle of the rush in your life, no matter how in what condition he finds you, amen, he will come, and the next thing he's going to say is Genesis 3, and God said, let there be light, amen, and there was light. Amen. That will be the true beginning of you. Amen. He will come and find you no matter how you are, amen, no matter your condition, amen, no matter how many cigarettes you smoke a day, how many lust or whatever sin you do every day. Amen. But when he comes, if you get that revelation, that you get him to come as the beginning of your new year, he will speak the light to existence. And there will be light in your life. Amen. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night. He will start the change process in your life. Amen. Amen. People will start now seeing difference in you. Amen. People will start noticing that something is happening. This man used to be called darkness, but now we can see some light in them. But no matter, it's something that you can't force yourself to do. Even when in God's own creation, when he started in the beginning, remember, darkness and light were still together. After God created light. But darkness was still there. So many times we condemn ourselves. Many times we have that auto-condemnation in us. That, am I a Christian? I don't see things moving, things changing. No. The process has started. God has spoken the light to existence. But you'll undergo now a process of separation. Amen. The earth of your life, God will start now that process of separation. Light from darkness. And then he will give you the name of a light, and the darkness will go apart. And it was not finished yet. After that, God continued that process of separation. The waters that are above from the waters that are down. And every time a separation happened, a name was changed. Amen. Amen. In Genesis 1, every time God separated, before, when light and darkness were together, they didn't have a name. Amen. There was no name to that, entity. But the time he separated them, he called the light day. Amen. He called the darkness night. Amen. Amen. And then he separated waters from waters. And then you'll see he called the water sea. He called this earth. So that process will keep on going in you. Amen. It will be a process that will continue. Verse 9. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let dry land appear. Verse 11, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after their kind. So, what I want to show you here is just, if you get Jesus involved in your beginning, Amen. A change will start in you. And that change will be a progressive change, as we said. It won't be something that you'll make a New Year resolution and expect tomorrow to see a new person. That's what the world is doing there, and they always fail. That's what they are doing there year after year. They always fail because they don't understand that person of the beginning. But when you get him in you, his process is a ongoing process, is a progressive change. The earth, God was able in one day to come and create everything out of a big bang, as we are told today. He has the power to do it. He could come and say, okay, out of this confusion, everything and an Eden pop up. But he did it in 7,000 years. Amen. It took him 7,000 years to achieve a Garden of Eden. Day after day, a progressive change. If someone came the day before and came back to earth, he could see, oh, there's light now. Yesterday there was no light, but today there is light. The day after, he could come and say, oh, there was water everywhere. Now the waters are separated. That's what you have to expect in your life. You won't notice it. You won't see it, but people will notice that something is happening in you. People will notice that you have been with the person of the beginning. And you are walking with that person of the beginning in your life, and is bringing that change. What will happen next? You will walk together with God so much that one day, out of that confusion, God will make his own image. Amen. Amen. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Amen. Amen. You will start as something without form and void, darkness, everything. But God will be molding you, beating up the gold. Amen. He will beat it up and up and up until you get to your Genesis 26. God will say, let make man in our own image. So that God will look in you now and see his reflection in you. Amen. Amen. That's what the beginning, the real beginning will do in your life. Amen. It will take you from the condition you are in now. It will bring you into a process that when you get to the verse 26 of your Genesis 1, God will say, let make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Amen.
Amen.
Your adoption.
Amen.
Amen. God will bring you from the condition of sin. He'll make his own image out of you. Not only that, but he'll give you dominion.
Amen.
He will make you, bring you to the position of a son in his house.
Amen.
Amen. Dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. That's your position as an adopted son of God.
Amen.
Amen. So it's very important that if you want your New Year resolutions to work,
Amen.
It can't work as long as you have not caught that principle of Rosh. The world was created out of the mind of God. The mind of God was expressed. And when it was expressed, it came to manifestation. It came into a progressive manifestation. And that manifestation created a perfect world, the Garden of Eden. The way back for you as an individual, for me as an individual, is to go back to the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. Say, my God, I'm coming to you as the person of the beginning. I want to involve you, the beginning. If I want to set a new beginning, if I want 2020 to be a new beginning for me, I have caught the revelation today that a beginning is not a simple word. A beginning is a person. A beginning is you, the head. A beginning is the mind of God in me. And when that mind of God in me will become one with me, it will start that process of creation in me. And it will produce the Son of God, which will be taken to the position of dominion over sin, dominion over everything. Amen. So don't be distracted as we are going to close. The year will start. We know the past year has brought us its lows and highs. Most of the time, you know what the devil do? He put a rear view mirror in our lives. There are many drivers here. Amen?
Amen.
You have your rear view mirror there. And instead of you focusing on the in the future, you are looking at the rear view mirrors. You know, they are good sometimes. In the car, the rear view mirrors are important.
True.
But if you're driving focused on rear view mirrors, you're going to make an accident.
Amen.
Amen. They are there to help you learn from the past.
Amen.
Amen. They are there just to tell you, okay, such thing and such thing happened in the past. But you have to keep your focus in the future.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you keep too much focusing on what you did in the past, the devil will start just kicking you over there.
Amen.
He will kick. But understand that you are walking with the beginning himself.
Amen.
You can make your mistakes.
Amen.
Your mistakes are fine, are perfect. Nobody is perfect, you know.
Amen.
Mistakes are meant to happen.
Mm.
Remember one time we spoke here about the growth troubles.
Mm.
Yeah. Amen. If a child never gets sick, your child, since he was born, he never gets sick. You start something wondering yourself, questioning, is this child okay? Why? Is sickness something good? No, but when you see that the child is never sick, you wonder, is something good? When your child becomes a teenager, I'm sorry to say this, but every parent, if they never heard a complaint about the child, they start saying, oh, is this boy okay? Amen. Are the parents find that the child could go and do these things? These are normal trouble of growth.
Mm.
If you go through your adolescence, you are supposed to go through some troubles in life.
Amen.
Don't consider those troubles as if you are a sinner, as you are the biggest of the sinners. No, these are just things that will make you grow.
Amen.
If a child wants to you know, go from sitting to crawling, sometimes they do some disease, some sicknesses. Sometimes they do temperature. If the teeth want to come out, you'll see a child start getting sick, crying all the time. These are just troubles, normal troubles of growth. Amen. Your mistakes of the past, use them as the stepping stones. Amen. To lead you to a better future. Amen. Amen. But as long as you have that person with you, you will start that process of creation in you, and an adopted child of God will come out of you. Amen. Let's stand up. God bless you. Brother George, can you give us, you are the center of my life. Today I make a brand new start, is it? Please. Brother James or whoever, Brother Vladimir. Because when I was meditating, that song came. You know, a brand new start can come only if Jesus is the center of your life. A new beginning can come only if the person of the beginning is with you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song.
Thank you.
saints, I think it's a good time for us all to come to a time of prayer. Thinking about a new beginning. The book of Isaiah says, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Can the leopard change his spots? You can't change yourself. You can't make yourself have a new beginning. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh. But friend, when you allow him, Jesus, the beginning himself, the author, to come in, and his spirit comes in, and he starts to work with his creative power, there's now a new beginning. And that's when you have a new birthday. That's the beginning of the new year for you. It's the beginning of a new chapter inside of your life. And how wonderful it would be to finish the year with him. You might have left him during the year. You might have left him in years gone by. You're going to find him where you left him. And as soon as you get yourself back to him and lay it all aside, let him come in, I guarantee you there's a new beginning. There's a resurrection of hope. There'll be a resurrection in your marriage. There'll be a resurrection in your finances, a resurrection in every aspect of your life. Because he is the son of prosperity. Why not speak to him now before we go any further and say, Jesus, it hasn't been that good, but I'm looking for a new beginning. I'm inviting you, the beginning himself, to come in and to take me into this new year. Let's all pray. Oh, Father, how we do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, at this time that you are the beginning and the end. Lord, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega. And Father, we do appreciate and thank you, Lord, just to come and to be here. Oh, Jesus, I just want you, Lord. I just want you in every decision, every thought, Father. Everything, Lord Jesus, that we would do, to look to you, to wait upon you, to call upon your name. And Father, to bring all before thee at this time, and to wait upon thee, Lord, even upon this day, and for your glory, Lord. Bless, Lord, and lead and guide. Father, Lord, we seek, we ask, and we pray. Just longing for that, Father, at this time, Lord. Lord Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our trespasses. Forgive us for faults and our failings, Lord. But thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for new beginnings, Lord. And I just want, Lord, a new beginning in my health in this year. I just want you to be there, Lord. I just want that, Lord, that you would lead and that you would guide. I just want a new beginning, Father, Lord, in my, Lord, occupation, Father, to give it to you, that you would lead and that you would guide and that you would be involved in each and every one of these things, Lord. As we do look unto thee, as we do call upon the name, as we do want to wait upon thee, Father, to bring it all before thee, to yield ourselves up unto thee, and Father, to wait upon thee, Lord Jesus, at this time, Lord. You are good, Father, Lord, to wait upon thee, to bring all before thee. We call upon the name, Lord Jesus, we dedicate all things to thee. We want to wait upon thee, Father, even at this time. Bless your servant. Thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord. And bless your people upon this day. No new resolutions, but Jesus, just a new beginning in faith, oh, Father, to give it unto thee that you would end with us and start with us, Lord. Just be glorified in each and every one of these things, Lord. We pray as we do look to you, Father. Bless your people, touch your people, and do pray for Brother Gidris's mother, Lord. Ask of thee to touch him, oh, Father, touch him. Help him, Lord, even by the day, Lord. Lift and dedicate and bring him up unto thee upon this day. And to ask of thee for your mercy, ask of thee for your grace. Wait upon thee, look unto thee even now, that you may be glorified. Lord, is our desire. Lord, we're looking unto thee. Oh, just wanting to wait upon thee, just wanting to call upon the name, to bring it unto thee, oh, Father, to wait upon the Lord at this time. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, we pray. As we look to you now, in Jesus' name.
Father, give us, Lord Savior, grace and unction to function, Lord Savior. Father, through this, Lord Father, closing day of time, Lord Savior God, we look to thee. We thank you for this word, Lord. We thank you for, Lord Father, your wisdom. We thank you, Lord Savior, for your grace. We thank
Yes, Lord, you be with us. Father, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That you would guide us and lead us and be glorified. Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we are cautious, be that that we are in need of Lord, Father, as we look, Lord, with great excitement, Lord Savior, to the new beginning, Lord Father, of our new year, Lord Savior God. For you, Lord Savior,
will open for us and close us, Lord God, and keep us from any of God, we pray. In Jesus' name,
Father, be glorified, Lord. Lord, that we do, Lord Savior God. Father, as we, Lord Savior, Father, we love you. Worship you, Lord Savior. We thank you, Father, for your grace that is ever shining and ever keeping us, Lord Savior. Bless your name and praise your name.
Amen. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, Brother James is going to do worship now. Thanks, Brother Jim. Let's have one good congregational song and let's call our items up straight away then, brother. And may the Lord bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Brother Elliot. It was a blessed word. We do appreciate it, brother. God bless you richly. Amen. Amen.